weird file that Jake just sent me, and this is 10 dozen minutes of whatever you like with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. We got Jake on the line.
Yes, we got Jake on the line. Having listened to that song, you now know what it's like being at the office during the last week, because there is never a time during which that song isn't either being played or being sung by one or the other of us. Ring dingy gadang gadang. Indeed.
It's never going to be chumba 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 da da chumba chumba, though. Really.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Although we do play that a lot, too. And also this song by a girl who has quite possibly the most annoying voice in the world and yet somehow is just beautiful. That being just this woman named Joanna Newsom.
Hmm.
How you been since yesterday?
Yeah, blah, yeah. Seems like the more and more the weekends are getting to be the kind that you need a weekend to recover from them.
Yeah.
So, still kind of tired and out of it.
Yeah, me too. Well, I've got some bug bites from it. Those are handy.
Yeah, it was a little buggy at the Kiwanis Park. We'll have to look into some sort of insect repellent.
Or perhaps we can ride a little buggy around and scare off the bugs.
Hmm. Kind of a horsefly whip kind of thing.
Kind of a dead horse being beaten, this joke.
Yep.
A few exciting changes, a little bit of excitement earlier, some security issues, although I don't think they were really security issues, they were just, they freaked us out a little bit. It was my fault, not xenophobes, by the way. Everybody assumed that it sort of was a problem that resulted from the changes to the familiar code, but it was from something that I did rather than something that he did, so there's still the overwhelming less than three for xenophobe. And then some bad jick, no cookie. But it was quelled pretty quick. Everything came back up, and we're all fine. Everybody did get to see my entire terrarium. I don't even remember if I had concealed my terrarium before. I think maybe you just can't see my familiar at all, ever, because I didn't want to spoil stuff as I was testing it.
Let me see. Who is Jick? Jick has 11 bands. Lol.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep, I set it to 11 because I thought that'd be funny for when mods did a who is on me.
I think it's not even funny.
Yeah, that's true. It's ridiculous. Kind of ridiculous.
No, looks like you can't see what familiar you have equipped and therefore not see me talk good here. No, bad talk to.
So yeah, there's the whole ability to rename all your familiars at once to make it even easier for you to tell a little story with your familiars, which is something that will be very handy for you. What we should have for Riff, though, is something that allows you to rename all of your familiars to the same thing at once. One of them is different, he points out, but that's easy enough to change later.
Yeah, I wish that had been in place when I went through and renamed all of mine to player names.
Yeah.
So I can see that this is going to be a very useful thing for everyone because I didn't have it when I did mine. So.
Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah, xenophobe rocks.
So there have been a few other things. The who is now shows what channels you're listening to and spawned a weird complaint about eliteness when it changed a little later. But it's a normal one. Let's see. Yeah, that complaint, actually, now that I think about it, didn't really make any sense at all, because they said, like, oh, so only the people who have access to the special invite-only channels get any privacy, but, like, then I was thinking, like, no, you know, if somebody was in the Haiku channel and you didn't have access to Haiku, you wouldn't be able to see it. It's just, doesn't work. You can't see whether they're listening to channels that you don't personally have access to, is all.
But
which is mostly for the mods. I mean, they were like, it sucks that everyone can suddenly tell when you're a mod. And that seemed, and they pointed out that was something that I really didn't want. And that's a good point. And you still there?
Yep, I'm just listening to you talk and
I see.
And just zoning out on the dulcet tones of your voice.
That's true. They are dulcet and they are tones.
So, did you see the link I sent you with the Nintendo Revolution controller?
Yeah, that had been floating around here for the last couple of days. It was on Slashdot before GameSpot got a hold of it. I'm pretty excited about that, actually.
Yeah, I didn't really understand the knee-jerk reaction. Like, this doesn't look like a controller, so therefore it has to suck.
I mean, there was a lot of that with the DS. Mm. You know, like, this is gimmicky, this is crap, like, this should be a handheld, not something with just a touchscreen. But, like, they're really starting to do some amazing stuff with it.
Hey, the other thing is that it's basically got a USB port on the bottom, although it'll be sure to be some proprietary socket.
Right.
And so one of the things that they can do is have an entire shell that's a two-handed controller that you can stick that thing into.
Yeah, I think that's actually something that they're selling right out of the box. But they also, I was reading the, there was a link somewhere to, like, industry reaction to it. Like, it was just, like, they asked a bunch of people in the game industry what they thought about it. And one guy pointed out, he's like, well, what they could do, and what I really hope they do, is encourage more game developers to release, like, custom controllers for specific games.
Right.
And he was, like, talking about how, like, neat it was in the early days of arcades that, like, every game could have its own interface.
Yeah, you know, I saw a system in Best Buy that it was all sports games, but you bought the base system for, like, $100, and then every game came with its own controller. Like, the bowling game came with a little bowling ball, and the baseball game came with a baseball bat, etc., like a miniature version of each implement.
Huh.
So it seems like with that, what they've got with that controller and the gyroscopes and everything is something that you can do that with without having to do a unique controller. Like, it can be a racket or a bat or a sword.
Yeah, that's true. I'm excited about the sword thing because I played this game. There was this arcade game that I think was pretty unpopular. And I mean, I can see why. It's just kind of the same thing over and over again, but I only ever saw it once, where you're just like some samurai and the controller is this sword, which you sort of hold the hilt and it shows you on the screen where the sword is, and you're like, you know, parrying their blows. It's exhausting when
right.
you're out of shape like I am. But, you know, it'll usher in a whole new era of doing embarrassing-looking things in your living room.
Yep. I thought the response in the Kingdom Forum was kind of interesting, because there were a lot of people who were just like, no, this sucks. It's a fucking remote control. It's not a controller at all. And I don't know. Nintendo has pretty much consistently entertained me for 20 years, so I think they get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's like they got to make weird decisions to make interesting stuff happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, although I sincerely disagree with some of the... I mean, I feel like the Nintendo 64 would have been a lot better and a lot more successful if they hadn't insisted on using cartridges.
True.
I mean, I feel like they're criticizing them for that was very reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
But still, I mean, some of my favorite games of all time are on that system, so it's sort of hard to argue with that.
And they keep getting crap for not putting a DVD player in there. So I don't care. If you want a good DVD player, you're going to get a good DVD player.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I don't know about that. Because, like, I don't own a DVD player. Like, I just use my PS2 to play DVDs because it's... I mean, I have two consoles that'll play DVDs, and only one of them is not halfway broken and super noisy, like my Xbox is. So, I mean, I guess I can see how somebody with only... I mean, I'm not enough of, like, a snob about AV stuff to want, like, a really nice DVD player, you know?
Right.
And I mean, so it's like, I might as well free up that shelf space by having something that's dual purpose. But I don't think, like, you know, I could say the same thing about, like, you know, a stereo receiver. I'm not going to bitch about the PS2 for not having a stereo receiver, you know?
And so. Since you have a DVD player in your Xbox and your PS2, I mean, why have one in the Nintendo as well?
Well, yeah, but not everybody is one of those assholes who owns every console. I mean, you know, I also have one in the limo and one in the hot tub and one in the, I've got a DVD player on the mirror on my bedroom ceiling actually doubles as a 72-inch plasma screen. And actually, I just watched documentaries about mirrors when I want to have sex.
Right.
So, it's interesting.
Yeah, I just have the one 20-inch LCD, but I have the midget that holds it.
Oh, right, right.
So I have a human entertainment center.
Right.
And then if I have people over, it's not really high enough off the ground, so I have to pay another midget to stand underneath that midget and have the midget on its shoulders holding the LCD screen.
Yeah, well, it's cheaper than furniture in the long run because you don't have to polish it or anything.
No, I mean, they just bathe.
They bathe themselves.
Yep.
With their tongues.
Like cats.
Yeah.
I suppose at some point we should stop dicking around and start answering questions. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess that's probably true.
Yeah.
Tetoud says, any chance of being able to turn white pixels back into one red, one green, and one blue? It would be nice if we could. No, because that would be, that would sort of violate the red. Because white pixels are just as common as the other pixels that drop there, so, I mean, that would just be screwing up the odds on those. We gave the ability to make white ones because you need more white ones to make the required items.
Right. Yeah, I think the best information we can give you is don't make a bunch of white pixels if you don't want them.
Yeah, yeah.
Only make the pixels that you want to have.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they're probably talking about finding white pixels in them.
Oh, right.
It is like a million degrees in my office. It's really awful over here.
Kind of cold up here.
Yeah.
But I think at some point we need to exploit that functionality of the Untinkerer a little more fully. So there's really only one part of the game where you get something dropped that's already combined.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, we, like, even if it wasn't for anything that was like a quest or anything, it'd be kind of cool to have stuff drop something that you could then, you know, if you happen to discover that the Untinker could take it apart, then you'd get ingredients out of it that you hadn't gotten from other stuff.
Right.
And it almost would have been cool to have, like, I don't know, if the clockwork things had actually dropped things that weren't useful to you but could be untinkered into the parts. I mean, right. That would just be an extra step, and it would be irritating if we did it now. But, that would have been kind of neat. Mini Johnny asks if I can tell the story behind the tentacled arm on my forum avatar. There was a self-portrait that I was drawing of myself, and I just decided to give myself a tentacle and an I Heart Abu Ghraib t-shirt.
Right.
I don't really heart Abu Ghraib.
Aw, man.
What?
You really ought to keep it real. If you're going to say you heart Abu Ghraib, you might as well back it up.
But I don't have tentacles. A tentacle. An tentacle. Oh, hey, I wanted to say, actually, I posted this on the front page, which will probably reach more people than this, but we are, today's the last day to buy LARP tickets for Sunday, LARP at the Candlewood, or Candleshire. You think Candleshire will show up and be real mean to everybody in ways that I find very entertaining, but nobody else likes?
We can only hope. I think if he doesn't, his stooge and clone Gibbock will be doing that.
All right.
So,
really?
Gibbock.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know I was the only one who liked Gibbock. I actually talked to him on the phone today.
No, I like the man. I just.
Yeah.
I like him better when he's not glaffoing all over the place.
Well, yeah.
I blame Candleshire.
Why do you blame Candleshire?
Because he's the one who started all of that, really.
Oh.
And then once Gib got himself a Something Awful forum account, he was just never the same.
Arcone says, many moons ago, you were complaining about the iPod's menu capabilities. Well, I got the new iPod Nano, and it does indeed have customizable menus. Well, that's great. You could arrange the four songs that it will store in any of several different orders.
We really should figure out how many of them there are.
Yeah, I know. I should have before that when I read this, but yeah, I don't. The iPod, what is it, like 1 gigabyte? The iPod Nano, 1 or 4? Okay. I mean, I like that it's small and whatever, but I mean, to me, the benefit of the iPod is having my entire CD collection on it. You know. I want one of the new ones though. I'm getting irritated every time I see somebody with one of the newer iPods with the like higher res color screen, and it's just nicer.
I just don't know why you need a higher res color screen if it's not going to play WMAs or MPEGs.
That's a good point. Maybe eventually it'll play MPEGs, and then I can use that as porn as well as music. Mm-hmm. Simon Smith says, I know you've got no plans to add any sci-fi setting areas to KOL, but if you want something more historical, how about plundering the Asterix and Obelix books for ideas? Asterix and Obelix always seem to me to be the same thing as soccer, which is something that, like, because I'm an American, I just don't understand it.
I don't know. I remember reading those as a kid, and I thought they were hilarious.
It was not until I was in my 20s that I saw one that was in English.
Ah.
So I assumed that it was, like, this foreign thing. Like, I feel like there were some, when I was in high school, that were laying around in places, but they were all like, oh, read these comics in Spanish, or in French, or in German, or whatever. And so, yeah, I seriously don't think I've ever seen... What's the premise? Is it like a Mr. Peabody and Sherman kind of thing, or are they?
No, it's just set in ancient Gaul, and unmitigated Gaul, I think they call it. And it's just about the.
And they push rocks through tiny openings.
Something like that.
To a chorus of screaming.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff to do with stones. There's the little smart. Strong guy and kind of the big dumb guy, and they have numerous adventures. I don't know. The one that I read was pretty clever, if I'm remembering it correctly. Okay, so wait. This iPod Nano, it's a 2-gigabyte model for $200 and a 4-gigabyte model for $250. Now, the 20-gig iPod costs roughly that amount, doesn't it?
I think the 20-gig iPod is $300 now. Let's check, shall we? Yeah, starting at $299. The 20-gig is $299, and the 60-gig is, what, $399?
I see a 20-gig for $209.
$209?
Yeah.
Where at?
12 used and new on Amazon.
Oh, I see. Well, used one, sure.
So, like, $270, it says, is the list price. So you're paying $20 fewer for... a fifth of the storage space.
But it's also very, very small comparatively.
Right, but the 20 gig isn't the size of a Stephen King book.
No, it's not. But it's a lot more like it's like the iPod Mini more like it's since it's solid state. I think it's a little harder to screw it up, so it's a lot more. It's a lot more. It makes a lot. What the hell? It's a lot more feasible for like jogging. I couldn't think of the word feasible.
Inconceivable. That's a problem. Yeah, I don't know.
Simon Smith also asks, how come the Possibility Giant doesn't have to do any chores? They keep saying, are you going to wash the dishes? And he's like, maybe. And they got sick of it. So they just took him off the list. Because he's only there half the time anyway.
Yeah, he's both there and not there in any given room in the castle.
Right.
But generally when you open the door, he tends to not be there.
Mr. Rabbit says, can you please, please make it so you can edit clan announcements? It's so annoying to have to type it out again with the modifications, post it, then delete the old one. Now, that's the clan interface stuff is something that we will, I suspect, in the relatively near future, be talking about and applying Xenophobe's time and skills to. Because that's the kind of stuff that is very much the kind of thing that I'm all about having somebody else do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like when it's like, working on something that isn't so much fun as just something that needs to be done. Arcone says, I'm currently listening to Thursday's show. The tofu golem wouldn't make items like 1,000-watt bulbs more valuable because you can just unequip it and sell it again. They're not being consumed. But, I mean, right now you really have no reason to ever buy one in the mall. Did you listen to that?
I haven't listened to that one yet.
The idea was, and this was, I felt, a pretty cool idea. They talked about something like this before, but like a tofu golem familiar that became a half weight version of whatever familiar's item it had equipped.
Huh.
Like it could equip everything. And that would be relatively, it would be actually pretty trivial to code. And we were just sort of trying to consider the implications of it. Like, because with it being half, it's, like, I think you know, the problem there then is you can get, like, the Jell-O lanterns equipment, for instance, and then you've got a Jell-O lantern that's low powered. But I mean, it'd be a way for people to, like, see what it looks like when you have a Jell-O lantern, but it's not really a Jell-O lantern, you know. And it wouldn't say that it was what it was acting like, and it wouldn't look like what it was acting like. It would just be, like, you know, a cube, probably.
Huh. So would it smile, wink, dance, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, it would do, like, you wouldn't be able to put, like, or I mean, maybe it would just do something funny or useless if you put, like, a lead necklace on it or something. It was only when it had the specific, when it had a specific familiar's equipment that it would behave exactly as though it were that familiar, but only half weight.
So you could get it up to 35 pounds and it would act like a...
like a 16 pound or 17 pound.
Vlad Sepish and Cat Chi says, this doesn't seem to make much sense. You drink the bubbly potion. This smells like liquid fire. You decide not to drink it.
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's the reason is that was all coded nice and nice and efficiently and properly, and then we were like, ah, crap. This lets boost affair, or this lets teetotalers get drunk. So I coded in the path exception afterwards. I think I can... It'll require rewriting the entire thing to get it to behave correctly and utter a sentence that makes sense, but I haven't gotten onto it. Opera Ghost says, what percentage of the kingdom can wear shirts? That'd be a little tricky to come up with that number right now. But, yeah, sorry.
Here's a thought. There's a thread in the forums about... the Mr. Store familiars that are always there, the two Mr. A ones, that for their 1 year anniversary, they're wondering if they will be retired and replaced by familiars that do the same thing but are cosmetically different. Or maybe get a redrawn icon or something.
Wait, I'm sorry. I started looking at that link that somebody sent and wasn't paying attention. What's the thread? I'm sorry. Now I feel like a jerk.
Yeah, you should. You jerk. I never do anything but listen to you when you're talking.
Yeah. What's, okay. Mr. Store regulars, a change of face. Do you want them to get a change of face for their anniversary? We could change the bat back to the big bat head. And, the coffee pixie could have the cup in the other hand.
Or just mirror the images, and they'll be rares.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. It's something to think about if it would be worth doing to give people some variety, or if it would just be kind of lame to do that.
Well, I mean, it would be one thing if it was possible to do it such that they were actually different, you know? Mm. I mean, that's actually something to think about. I mean, doing it, just making another familiar that is functionally identical to the coffee pixie and just making it so you can't get the coffee pixie anymore.
Right.
Because then that would, you know, like after a year, then that gives you some, some more cred. Yeah. That's an interesting idea. We've got the rest of this month to think about it.
Yeah. What is that? October 1st that happened?
I don't think it was exactly October 1st. I know it was in October at some point.
Hmm. Yeah, we'll kick that around. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, because, I mean, that would be, you know, it'd kind of be cool because then it's a little bit limited edition kind of thing, you know?
Right.
And the ones that are bought out would still be tradable. And we never did really do the... One of these days we'll come up with a place to put in some really rare way of getting a familiar out of the terrarium. Like ultra rare. Or mega rare. Hyper rare.
Uber rare.
Medium rare.
I was pretty sure that's where you were headed.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't. I wasn't pretty sure that's where I was heading. It just happened. Ponjo says, Jigwire clan messages kept for so long. I spent an hour deleting old messages from over a year ago before I was even in the clan. Can you fix this somehow? I don't know what the proper fix would be exactly. To just make them start going away after 14 weeks.
It seems like at some point they should expire.
Yeah, but I mean, what would there be no way to save them?
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, there's no way to save a lot of stuff that expires, I guess.
Because you could, really, you can't even see the old ones?
Yeah, you can only see the most recent several.
So I don't think it would matter too much if they started going away.
Wow, Vlad Sheepshank was just full of questions. Is it possible to reach level 100 plus, or does it cap out at level 99? No, it doesn't cap out anywhere. Although nobody has ever been higher than level 69, except, like, I think me and maybe Marshall once when we were testing stuff. He also asks a good question. Why doesn't the strange leaflet ever disappear? Even after you enter the secret word and complete everything, it's still in your inventory. That's because we always reserve the right to add stuff to it. Mwahaha, says Riff, as that's something that we've been talking about a lot. Yeah, so that's why it doesn't go away. We were thinking about putting another strange leaflet inside the strange leaflet that lets you play an even crappier text adventure.
Wow.
One that maybe only had, like, one room and nothing to do in it. Or just, like, a phone booth, and you pick up the phone booth and you die. Because that's this game that's kind of famous in the interactive fiction communities. Pick up the phone booth and die. But, yeah. Ricker Scott says, do you keep track of how many hours a person has been logged in? I'm curious how many productive hours I've spent on KOL over the month. No, there's not really a good way to do that because, you know, with people not logging out and stuff, which I never log out, which is why it was so strange today when hundreds of people were getting spammed with notifications of me logging out.
Oh, yeah.
And Hot Stuff is drawing some sort of strange rectangular solid on my... Oh, wait, it's a phone booth? All right. Strange rectangular solid. Arcane says, whiskey and cola gives MP, rum and cola doesn't. Bug or feature? It's a feature. Rum absorbs mana when it's mixed with cola.
But only the mana that would have been generated from the cola.
Yeah.
There's some kind of property to the rum in the kingdom just because of the way that they brew it, all the salt water from the pirates, that any carbonated beverage you put in there automatically goes flat.
Right. And speaking of which.
And we cannot figure out why. It's very perplexing to us, Captain. Is today Talk Like Scotty Day or Talk Like a Pirate?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it sounded like you were interpreting it that way.
I don't have the power, ye filthy dog. Kirk, you scurvy swab.
Scurvy cur?
Curvy.
Somebody was referring to Lusty Pirate Wench as a scurvy curvy today.
Nice.
Yeah. And then she was like, Smash Bees, giving away hand jobs for bottles of rum. That was fun when we had that conversation.
Did she ever register Rusty Pilot Wrench?
I don't know.
Because, yeah. If you're out there and you haven't, you really should.
Yeah, Rusty Pirate Wrench. That's pretty funny. Lunchbox Fantasy. You know, it's all part of my Lunchbox Fantasy. Sorry. Is there any way that someone could click your character page and see what you have for sale in the flea market? That would help us noobs out. A record somewhere would be nice for the flea market. I had 400 meat of mine fell through the cracks. That shouldn't be possible. And Lunchbox Fantasy also says, and because you're likely to say that the flea market kind of sucks and is useless, well, it is, but some things go cheaper there than in the mall. I wouldn't say that the flea market sucks and is useless. For people who can't go into the mall, I mean... Yeah, Riff points out a lot of the reason that stuff is cheaper there than in the mall is because people who don't know what stuff is worth use the flea market. Yeah. Garland says, any chance of some sort of interface that might allow us, while in hardcore, to buy things and have them immediately placed in our display cases? No. I'm never going to give you an interface for interacting with your display case in any other way than you already can while you're in hardcore or Ronin, because it's just that's something that is absolutely cosmetic. I mean, it's not... You know, we are working on a way to send gifts out of Hank's when you're in Ronin, because there's no reason you shouldn't be able to do that, because it doesn't really count as transferring stuff between people, but not out of your display case. You know, just leave stuff in your display case if you want it to be inaccessible to you until you're out of Ronin or hardcore.
Yeah, it's not like a grab stuff from this all the time case. It's a display case.
Yeah.
Display stuff.
Maybe we should have a grab stuff from this all the time case. Maybe we should rename the closet or your inventory.
The inventory, yeah.
Yeah. Grab stuff from this all the time. That wouldn't fit on the drop-down.
No, we would abbreviate it with the first letter of each of those words.
Right. My burps taste like cream of broccoli.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I tend to be... I'm kind of recovering from a bad Subway sandwich.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a bad Subway sandwich.
Something was up with that. And I have only myself to blame, unless something in there was rotten. And it was the State of Denmark special.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think you made some jokes I didn't understand.
I did.
I don't know. DiscoFreak 579 points out something that I also lament. If you are in compact mode, then you cannot click on the last adventure button to go to the area to adventure there. Maybe you make clicking on the number of adventures, which that just doesn't make any sense to me. There was no real good way to do it, so I just didn't do it on compact mode. You know, people have suggested, why don't you make it so if you click on the A in adventure, it takes you to the zone, and then the D and the V take you to the actual adventure location. But, no. PsyKitty says, is the clan activity log ever going to reset itself? Because my clan's log is getting quite long, and it's beginning to take a while to load. Yeah, you know who else's log is quite long? Mine. Just ask your mom.
When you're taking a crap?
Yeah. Yeah, I do the, like, rope trick. I hang off the edge of a building.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And people climb it. They have fun. And I make a lot of money doing that. Binary says, so, any plans to take NO beer off the weird leaderboards? No, I like to give myself that fleeting glory every once in a while. I also drank one of the Otorian battle scars while I was testing, just so exactly the same thing would happen with that. Armac was like, oh, hey, I meant to tell you, you should drink one of these before you give them to us. And I was like, one step ahead of you there. He's like, awesome. But, let's see. But to answer your question, Pixie Kitty, they do, I believe that the stuff in there only lasts 2 weeks, unless I screwed up the query that culls it. If you're seeing stuff older than 2 weeks, or maybe it's a month. I'm assuming it's 2 weeks, because that seems like the kind of thing that I would have done.
Wow, there are zero posts in the 10 dozen minutes thread in the Kingdom gameplay portion of the forums.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, something browser. There we go. Damn toolbars being moved around. It's possible that Zalam, whoever that guy is who always does the transcript of our shows,
right,
is listening and doing a transcript of our show. Seymour Goo suggests, Jick, on the Thursday show, you again mentioned customization of links to areas and such. I'd like to again submit that the status pane on brief mode can be used for this. Level, muscle, mysticality, moxie, drunk, HP, MP, meat can all be customized through the account menu. Personally, I would link meat to the closet or mall, MP to skills, etc. I think this would allow for some measure of customization without having to worry about too much interface impacts. Last time I submitted this idea, you seemed to have a problem linking muscle, mysticality, and moxie to the three inventory panes. Fine, but allow me that choice. You will link them to something else. I may end up just not liking that arrangement and linking them to something else in the end. Anyway, thanks. I still just don't feel like that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it seems like that could get really confusing really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, you would only have yourself to blame if it was confusing, you know?
Yeah, but that never stops people from complaining.
No, it doesn't. You're right. What was I thinking? God grief, it's hot in here. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the doors next to one of which I am sitting. Was that right?
Pretty close, yeah.
Are you making fun? I think Hot Stuff is making fun of me and saying that it's not really hot. No, he's totally serious. Yeah, it's like 20 degrees hotter where I'm sitting than it is anywhere else in the house.
You think that's the lack of seals on your doors?
I think it is, but it's, the doors are not hot, so who knows? Maybe the ficus is putting out a lot of heat.
Yeah, probably.
It might just be a function of the airflow and all the stuff that I have plugged in over here. Maybe I could take the all my network equipment and move it somewhere else. Maybe it's the lamp. Maybe the hot stuff's wandering around the office trying to figure out why it's so hot, and this is great radio.
I was going to say, this
somebody
is
walking around my office.
Some riveting fucking radio. At least put some sound effects in. Like he's walking around the office.
Now he's walking around the office like an Egyptian.
Now he's on a horse. I'm sorry, I don't have any coconuts. Now it's raining.
Now it's raining. I hope that this doesn't create a bunch of wind on the microphone or in the willows, but I'm going to point a fan at myself.
Beneath your wings?
Yeah, a fan beneath my wings.
By the way, I have to add that Fnord 7 rocks. If you message chatbot radio to get radio info right now, it'll give you all of the information, but at the beginning, like, Avast Me Hearties or Yo-Ho-Ho and a Bottle of Rum.
Aww.
A bunch of little random messages before and after.
That's neat. Fnord 7 is awesome. And it is, as we now know, International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I had fully intended to go into my classroom this morning in pirate mode.
Right.
But it turned out that somebody was there to observe me today. And I thought that they wouldn't realize what a wacky freestyle class I run and think that I was being unprofessional.
Right. I messaged Chatbot and didn't get any...
Not in the K-mail, in the private response.
Weird, I didn't see it. It just says, Radio KOL, Jick, 10 Dozen Minutes with Jick and Skull, Mr. Skullhead, and your email address. Oh, and then it says, R, I get it. R. Oh, God, okay. I get it. Yeah.
Oop, what?
All right, Godthemod 2 points out that you can actually look at my familiars if you go to showfamiliars.php and just force my player ID in, because they're not hidden. There's just no link to them. And, I have two potatoes, both named Salmonella. Yeah.
So you got halfway through that kind of game that you play as a child? Or I guess, no,
yeah.
A quarter of the way through? Just the one potato, two potato?
Yeah, yeah. But not onto 3 potato, 4, 5 potato, 6 potato, 7 potato, or more. I mean, in that more isn't really specified how many more, you don't really know what percentage of the way through it you are after 1 potato, 2 potato.
But you generally stop there.
Yeah, but more does not necessarily equal 8.
That's true. Math lesson for tonight, kids. More bang equals 8.
Yeah. Is there a symbol for not necessarily equals could but doesn't have to?
I think the wavy little, the like two tildes stacked upon each other means approximately equal to.
Yeah.
That's kind of same thing. Sticky Nuts says, Dear Jick, making a bitchin' meat car every time I send is getting tedious. Can't the meat car dealers come back to the kingdom, at least for softcore players?
It's fun making a meat car. Over and over. Seriously. It makes everyone happy.
We should add to Mr. Store a meat car in a box for one Mr. Accessory.
Right.
And then people can prioritize.
Yeah.
Is it worth $10 to you to not have to assemble another meat engine?
Oh, boy. All right, heartburn. This is getting irritating. It always happens during the show.
Dark Eagle says, I'm curious, how big is the kingdom in terms of file size?
It's a couple gigs of data, mostly logs. It is like, let's see. Let's look at the code. It looks like it's about 2.5 megs of code at this point. Yeah, a couple Bibles worth of code and a couple of gig Bibles worth of data. No, not really. Mega Bibles. A couple thousand, I think a gig, I don't know. I always tend to think of the Bible as being 1 megabyte of text, but I think it's actually more than that.
Mega Bible makes me think of some lame Christian role-playing game.
Right.
Where you use Bibles as weapons.
I'm a level 4 Good Samaritan.
I think I just had an idea for next April Fool's Day. To rewrite the entire game.
To be all Bible-y.
To be a Christian RPG.
Yeah.
Keep it up for one day and take it down. So I start now.
Yeah. Anonymous 45 says, why are all the references to Nirvana in this game to the same song? Was there more than one Nirvana song?
I think there was that one other one. That's probably because all of the references to Nirvana in this game are in the same item.
Yeah, I was going to say. Although, I feel like wasn't there something about heart-shaped birds? Heart-shaped birds? See, this is why I shouldn't read chat while I'm trying to talk. God damn it. Is there anything about birds in heart-shaped box? No, I thought I made a reference to heart-shaped box a long time ago. Like describing something as being like a magnet tar pit trap?
No, that was for the less than three-shaped box.
It was?
Yeah.
You
get like two or three on the less than three-shaped box.
I see.
Oh, there's a meat-shaped box or something. One of the really early adventures.
Oh, okay.
It's an X-shaped box.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's really hard to get a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido in there.
I mean, there is a mosquito in the woods, which is a reference. The Whitey's Grove is full of albinos.
Hmm.
The entire written portion of the game is pretty much an expression of Mr. Skullhead's libido.
Large portions of the chat pane are.
Yeah.
I have to make a denial to your claim. A denial. A denial. A denial.
Yeah, whatever. Never mind. Now we're back onto one other song. Perhaps we could write something about how it is now the spooky vampire's duty to completely drain you.
What are other Nirvana songs?
I'm relatively familiar with.
Yep.
I can't think of any way to work anything else into some game content right now, but, No, I like Nirvana.
I like the Foo Fighters better, but,
Dude,
that's conversation for another day.
That is because one of your favorite, pastime activities is not eating seeds, but eating dick.
One of my favorite pastime activities is defending unpopular ideas.
Yeah.
And, I
don't have a problem with the Foo Fighters.
I just like the music of the Foo Fighters better than the Nirvana I've heard. I don't really hold Nirvana up as kind of this amazing genius band. I think they were, and if Kurt Cobain hadn't killed himself, there wouldn't be shrines to him all over the place.
Well, no, but I mean, I would argue that if he hadn't killed himself, their albums would be just as popular as, you know, they are now. I think your theory that Courtney Love would have just dropped off the face of the earth or out of the public eye is maybe a little closer to true. She'd
and
be hot, though.
That alone would be worth having Kurt Cobain around.
But, I didn't think that it was the greatest thing ever by any stretch of the imagination. But I mean, like, everything, like, there are very few Nirvana songs that I don't like. And that's kind of saying something. I mean,
that new track, I really didn't like at all.
The one that was just sort of silence?
No, you know, you're right.
Oh.
It was just like, if Kurt Cobain had stayed alive and they continued to record, they would have been equally as good as 3 Days Grace and Nickelback. So maybe he had like two or three good albums in him, and then he exited early, and that was maybe a good plan. Not that I'm saying go kill yourself if you're out of ideas. No. So, yeah. Bad Feet says, Mr. Skullhead, wow, somebody addresses me directly. How would you say spot in Spanish? Spot as in the name of a spotted dog. Think the closest I can get with my limited knowledge is mancha, which is stain.
So man of La Mancha means man of the stain?
Yeah, I mean that area of Spain is the stain. The stain in Spain stays mainly on the, yeah.
On the Spaniards?
Yeah, I'm getting punto, which is point, from Babelfish. I really shouldn't have picked that question if I didn't have a better answer than that, probably.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Memnarch 6, which sounds like some aspect of the female reproductive system.
Either that or the king of memory.
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever considered making an ascension reward that adds +5 to fullness / drunkenness / spleening based on doing a set of 6 hardcore ascensions in teetotaler, booze, and oxy, respectively? So 18 hardcore ascensions. And by 6, I mean 1 per each class. Huh. No, I haven't really considered that. But. That's an idea. It's a little too powerful a reward even for that far into the game, I think. Oddly says, help please on the calendar. What was the special thing about today? I read the forums and facts. I even asked a newbie and I still don't get it. I don't know. Maybe people were talking about Talk Like a Pirate Day. Because that's what today is. Fritz Mendoza asks, what the hell is happening with tiny plastic sword prices? Can we expect to see a similar item ever again? I don't know. And I don't know. What is happening with tiny plastic sword prices? What does Cold Front have to say about it?
Are they going down? Are they going up?
I don't know.
Going all
are they
way?
Like your mom? Or your mom's worth?
Are they like your mom or like my penis when I see your mom?
So anyway, I have no idea.
Yeah. Bunya Bandler writes a very long idea, which is centered around the idea that we need to start introducing meat sinks again.
Which we probably could stand to.
I can think of a giant chunk of content that has a meat sink built into it.
Can you?
Yep.
And Mr. Skullhead's bad because he did a whole lot of writing and we haven't gotten around to putting the thing in that he did all the writing for.
Well, I mean, just because it took me an entire year to finish it. I mean, not
right.
Like a year straight, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you would be... justified in taking another year from when I finished it to put it in.
Now, I keep meaning to, in fact, I think I've got you set up on the sandbox such that I can have you in time that you have free actually start dumping the text into the database so that I have it in a usable format. It's just a matter of figuring it. Like, every time we sit down to talk about how the mechanics of that thing are actually going to work, it just doesn't... it's, I don't know. I can never remember exactly what we were going to do with it to make... To make it like a weekly thing, you know?
Right.
But
I thought I put that all in the forums.
Yeah, but I think there was some arithmetic wrong with what actually got posted there. And so we were trying to figure out how to actually correct it.
Yeah. Maybe when we get some FaceTime we can talk that out.
Yeah. Not like the FaceTime I get with your mom though.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty weak. So, why did... Am I wrong? People keep calling the terrarium the terranium.
Yeah.
What the hell is a terranium?
I don't know.
Is it like the mutant offspring of a terrarium and a geranium?
A geranium. Probably. It's like a flower that stuff lives in.
Terranium no existe. Yeah. Stop saying that. It's a word you made up. I don't know. I saw it two or three different times.
Earthbound fan says, I'm noticing a constant rising of lag. Are you doing anything to fix this, Jick? Thanks for your time. Well, we've got a place for co-location, and after the con, our focus... after the con, our focus are the ideas that we'll spend as much time as we're spending getting ready for the con now trying to get the server stuff set up. Because I really want to get that purchased by the end of this year just for tax purposes and for taxing purposes. Because it's really exhausting watching them jump through hoops and stuff. I can't even imagine how exhausting it is to be them jumping through those hoops and stuff. But yeah, we'll be buying the servers, and then, I mean, it's going to be a long process. It's going to, even after we get it, it's probably going to take a month for us to get everything set up and get everything tested, and we'll have to figure out how to, you know, do some stress testing. I thought about just setting up, like, you know, we copy all the data over and then say, like, look, you've each been given a million adventures on the test server. It won't mean anything, but that'll just give us a good idea of what happens when people are just really hammering the shit out of the servers and see how they respond. But that's down the road. I mean, it's a bigger project than, you know, any of us or the organization has ever taken on before. You know, an all-at-once, kind of all-at-the-same-time sort of single event.
Nice lady.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Spinirology says, why isn't there a thing in your profile for most spleen item used? It'd make sense since canned air is out. Wow. There are all kinds of problems with that sentence. It is tracked, but the thing is, it makes sense that all of the things that get you drunk are called booze, and it makes sense that all the things that get you full are called food, and I just don't, you know, saying spleen items, that's way more of a, like, sort of metadata thing about them, you know? I mean, it's like, I don't want to put some designator on all the items that hit spleen that says, this hits your spleen, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want it to tell you how full your spleen is or how stressed out your spleen is. So, yeah, those are tracked, I mean, so that we can do consumption trophies or whatever, if we ever decide to implement a trophy for eating 47,222 moxie weeds.
I thought the consumption trophy would be for having your character die of a kind of vaguely defined 19th century illness.
Oh, right. That's probably true.
Which, that would take a while for anybody to get.
Yeah.
Oh, Spaz's attack says, you should make a Zippo for your store with picks of different classes on it. Fire is always good. I had that same idea and looked into getting custom Zippos made and was never able to find them for a low enough price that it would be worth selling them, because we would have to raise the price so much that it would be ridiculously expensive for people to buy or make no money on them. So,
you know, I feel like what a lot of companies do is they buy plain Zippos and then they somehow they put stickers or something on them. Not necessarily, you know, like those hard stickers made out of plastic that are like epoxied on or something, so that it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's I don't know. I don't know that. I mean, I like Zippos, you know, and Hippos, and Zeppo marks.
And Zeppelins?
Yeah.
And I like Zeppelins.
Yeah. I just don't think that song is all that funny.
That's because you don't know what funny is.
And there's much funnier stuff on that site, and that's just.
I don't know. I was of the kind of opposite impression.
Really? And that's the only
nothing
thing
else
like
on this
site.
Well, nothing else on this site is as clever as that.
Really? So you don't think the Hedgehog song is as good as the Moon song?
No,
because
I
think the
good,
Hedgehog song is just about the funniest thing that I've ever seen.
Yeah, but I really like the Zoology Dragon, and that didn't seem to catch you either.
You know, it's all right. The Sumo Florist is another one of my favorites.
Holy shit! You just squeaked. Like,
I squeaked. squeaked.
Yeah. You made some kind of non-committal noise that came out like 3 octaves higher than I think you're intending it to.
Huh.
You'll have to catch that on the playback.
Okay. I'll try. Catch it on the playback.
Armax says,
next Monday, are you going to do the show with the people still hanging around KOLCon? Because that'd be off the hook, yo.
Maybe, Armax. Please stop talking like that. No, are you going to be in town on Monday, like, nights, Mr. Stillhead?
No, I have a class to teach on Monday morning.
Oh, so you're not even going to be at the LARP?
No, I'm going to be at the LARP. The LARP is on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck am I thinking?
And then after the LARP, I will go back.
I'm having all kinds of trouble. Shit, yeah, sorry, okay. So, I was thinking that the LARP and our show were on the same day?
No.
They're not. Yeah, well, I don't know. There might be, if there's still people around, we could have them here in the office and have some sort of round table.
Do you have a round table?
No, we got a... Have you been here since we got the furniture?
No.
Yeah, I got some furniture from my mom's house. So some of it might look familiar to you. Especially the beds. And the,
the butt plugs?
The cock washing basin.
Right. Every bathroom should have a cock washing basin. George Carlin was completely right about that.
Who was?
George Carlin. Like, if you go pee and you don't get any pee on you, there's really no need to wash your hands because it's just your dick. And if your dick is so dirty that you have to wash your hands after touching it, you should be washing your dick instead.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm not sure I agree with that because, I mean, I feel like you should wash your hands after you stick your fingers, like, down into your shoes and get, like, foot sweat all over them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, if you run your finger up your ass crack and then feel like you need to wash your hands, I don't think that's the failing of your ass so much as, you know.
Well, it's your ass being dirty and sweaty. I mean, generally, on any given day, my penis is not dirty or sweaty.
So your crotch does not ever sweat?
Not
as sweaty
not
a motherfucker as you are,
not
you're saying
that...
Not
at the penis level.
Well, okay, but I mean, underneath the penis, like the underside of the penis, which you sometimes have to grab to, you know, get the pee to come out properly.
In other news, Underside of the Penis was one of my favorite Pink Floyd albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ulta Lifeform says, wondering if we gave any thought to the suggestion of the familiar that's a pencil that shoots candy and lasers out of its ass. I highly suspect that at this point, Ulta Lifeform is just trying to get us to mention him more.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's probably true.
The thought that we gave was, we're going to stop reading stuff that you send in. But I still want to know where the ass is on a pencil.
Yeah, I mean, it shoots candy and lasers out of the eraser.
Hmm.
I like how most pencils, the eraser is actually made of candy.
Yeah. And
one of my favorite things when I was a kid.
It was a laser sight.
Did you ever... Wisdom is Power asks, hey, Dick, do you support hot anal sex with members of my clan? Sure. Knock yourself out.
Yeah,
Wisdom
go for
is
it,
power.
Dude.
Wolfman Joe says, since you guys are fans of acapella, do you listen to anything by Rockapella? I don't know that I've ever heard anything by Rockapella.
I have an excellent cover that they did of Eye of the Tiger, which rivals the original for Majesty and Scope.
Hmm.
Are you ready to rumble? I mean, to
take a little break? Take like a 7 or 7.5 minute break.
You know, 7.5 minutes is almost exactly the amount of music I have queued up.
Woot! What are we listening to?
We're listening to Alkaline Trio covering Berlin, and a little dude, a guy named Jude, singing I'm Sorry Now.
Okay, so the covering Take My Breath Away?
No, The Metro.
I don't know what you're talking
about. It's the other Berlin song.
I didn't know there was another Berlin song.
Yeah. All right, here we go. See you in about
we'll be
7.5.
hate it when you look away when I was inside and slowly getting to it. It didn't help a lot and you would turn around and I was on the top and you would say, baby, you can do it. I'm sorry now. I like it when the world shakes. I like the crack it takes out of the walls when two people lovers are acting like dolls in the arms of each other. That's my alarm. I'm sorry now.
All right, we are back on the mic.
Indeed.
Our brief break. I really like that song, but there's a point where he just demonstrates the principle that how high you can sing is not necessarily how high you should sing. But, yeah, otherwise, it's a good little song.
Christina sent us some messages about Burning Man.
She, I don't know, she actually did kind of a cool thing at Burning Man.
The cupcake thing?
The muffin cars.
It does look kind of cool.
Little solar-powered candy cars. It seems like that would be a gathering that was constructed entirely for my amusement.
Like, yeah.
Nudity and psychedelic drugs and spanking seems to be the order of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But $300 for a ticket is just it's a little too corporate for me.
Indeed. Sorry.
Yeah, let's take a minute to reflect on that, shall we?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Buffer says, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day, why aren't you R-ing?
Because,
forgot.
I don't know, it's hard to keep up. And, after a while, it's relatively point-free to keep up.
Yeah. You would say that. You scurvy jerk. Marjot says, you guys ever tried Dale's Pale Ale? Yeah, I'm actually a big fan of Dale's Pale Ale.
I can't drink any Pale Ale after watching American Pie.
You mean you can't drink any Pale Ale after that time you guzzled a gallon of semen and had to have your stomach pumped?
Well, no.
Like Rod Stewart and each member of New Kids on the Block.
And Elton John.
Yeah.
I think that's an urban legend that's been applied to any kind of questionably gay person.
Which makes so little sense, if you think about it.
Yeah. Speaking of questionably gay, I did have an excellent time recording at iSpeculum's home studio, and may have actually come up with one or two songs out of the 10 that you'll be able to stand listening to.
Really?
Yeah. Some of the faster ones are a lot less, I don't know, what you, in your ignorance, would call wanky.
But, wanky? I don't think I would really ever refer to anything as wanky.
Janky?
Douche bagelry? Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Lactic decided that he wanted to open a bagel store called the Douche Bagelry.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Just like vinegar and water flavored bagels?
Yes. Yuck. That's really disgusting. The sword game you're talking about, says Trigger, is called Mazan, or Mazan. I've played that game tons, right on.
It'd be fun to be able to play that drum game in the privacy of one's own home.
Yeah.
The one that they had at PAX, but like everything else at PAX, was completely unapproachable.
Yeah. I finally did get to play a game similar to the drum game when I went to Canada, and then was subsequently pooned by an Asian kid who was just a million times better than I could ever hope to be at it.
That's been my experience with DDR. And were you there to see just the incredible owning I received at the hands of Kitsune?
No, I couldn't bear to watch.
Yeah.
You dancing.
Yeah, I know you're a lot more suave when you play.
I don't play in public. That's the thing, man. Yeah, but she seems to have grown up on it.
Which is, in and of itself, kind of disturbing.
Yeah, you know, for other reasons. Carano says, don't bother with Nano. Would you rather have all your music or looks? I would rather have my music and my looks. ANUS18 says, did you have a chance to meet the Penny Arcade guys while at PAX? I've had a bunch of chances to meet them that I've just sort of elected not to take because I don't really feel like I have anything to talk to them about, really.
Yeah, we did establish that at Comic-Con, that even artists that you admire, you're not really that keen on meeting them and just saying, hey, I like your work.
Yeah, because, I mean, I just feel kind of goofy about it. I mean, if I had a real question to ask, it'd be one thing.
I just, I decided to be self-aware with my goofiness and just comment on it when I was meeting, you know, the Buffy people and whatever. It's like, yep, I'm another drooling fanboy, and I know that that means very little, but I like your work, as do lots of other people.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think that, you know, it makes me really uncomfortable when people do that to me, you know? Mm. I would much rather have somebody come up and talk to me about, like, beer or something than to just say, like, oh my god, you're Jake. You're so awesome.
Yeah, that gets old, doesn't it, fucker?
I'm just...
you have to admit,
man, if I was the kind of guy who liked it wouldn't happen to me, you know? Like, that's the whole deal, man.
I agree, though. I don't mind it, but I prefer people who just kind of sit down and talk as opposed to people who are like, oh my gosh, shake my hand, and then are real shy.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, you guys got to meet Joss Whedon, which I guess is exciting. And Seth, I would have liked to have talked to Seth Green. We met Armack. He's a celebrity.
Sooner or later, I really want to see that movie.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder if he's going to have a
Armack print of will it. Have a copy of it. I wonder if you and I will say exactly the same thing at exactly the same time.
I wonder if you and I are going to say exactly the same thing, only with a slight delay.
I wonder if I'm going to keep burping all night and if it's going to continue to taste like cream of broccoli soup.
I hope so.
Yeah. Sizzler says, why is the procrastination giant able to get the jump on me? It shouldn't have more initiative than me. Make it stronger if you must, but have the procrastination giant act lazy. Huh. Hmm. I don't know. I'm wrong about the level 69-bit do-it-who is on Logmo.
Maybe the procrastination giant could have an aura of procrastination around him.
Oh, weird. That I didn't know there was somebody higher than level... Yeah, there's a level 72 player.
Yeah, Logmo, I think, is a diehard non-ascender.
Yeah, well, they would have to be.
Hmm.
Huh. Well. Okay. 39-year-old male.
He's the brother of Bun Bun, I want to say.
Hmm.
So,
He's quoted Bun Bun as saying, the hammer is hot.
Yeah, I've seen some hexy sammers in my time. And also some sexy hammers. And some spoonerisms.
Yep. Hexy sammers?
Well, the hammer is hot, and I was trying to say. I had seen some sexy hammers in my time. But
are you trying to strike the hammer while the iron is hot? All right.
I was trying to keep my ear to the hammer.
So all I had to do was think about it, and the procrastination giant's initiative is now zero. Yeah. Turns out we all have access to edit that stuff now.
Yeah, I noticed a certain member of your staff gave himself a lot of godlike powers when it became available for him to do so.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing that I would have imagined you would have a problem with.
No, not at all. I mean, it's largely there for testing stuff. Oh, and he did figure out why the thing happened the way that it did today. Yeah, yeah. No, I read it. That's why I sort of stopped meaningfully talking on the radio for a few minutes. So I couldn't exactly figure out why the typo that I made had done what it did today, where everyone briefly became me. But he just points out how it was an order of operations thing that I didn't quite understand. Apocalypse Throb says, please don't ditch the strange leaflet upon completion. It's my favorite place to vacation. Oh, you know, no way. You'll never have it go away. Rectalich says, where are the watermelons and bananas that the Fruity Golem advertises? They just have very low drop rates.
Hello.
How low? Hello, 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 how low?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Arcane asks if the Tofu Golem would work as a double-weight dodecapede.
That's an excellent point. Huh, I'd have to code an exception for that.
Yeah. Wow.
Keith Sizzle recommends Blimpies to you. And says, or is that an East Coast thing? No, it's not. It's here. I've never eaten at Blimpies.
I have, and it's just... It was one of the more mundane experiences of my life.
Mundane?
Yep.
Like some sort of lunar Hamlet?
Yeah, like Hamlet's ass. No, it's like a sub shop, only they're not toasted and like specialty tasty subs like Quiznos, and they're not the super customizable variety subs like Subway. They're just kind of big chunks of bread and meat and cheese.
Huh. Sin is logged on. I haven't seen her in a long time. I've never eaten at Quiznos. And
it's tasty.
Yeah, I've never gotten one of the toasted subs from Subway either. I always just go to the Stoner sandwich shop.
Which, if there were one near my house, would be my only choice for sub sandwiches because they're just so damn tasty.
Yeah, I still like Subway every once in a while for lighter fare, you know?
Mm-hmm. Some Savoy fare.
Yeah. I'm Soup Combust says, how about a familiar that increases damage absorption? Perhaps a hippie that doesn't fight but makes enemies want to hit it? Because if there's one thing people want more of, it's the incredibly useful and important damage reduction. Absorption. Or germption.
What's your function?
Curmudgeon. Consumption.
Yep. Reckon?
So Wack, who knows your secret, that Mr. Skullhead was the thing, you know.
The who? What?
Them Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that is
tough. You never tried to hide that, exactly.
I feel so exposed.
Let's see. Canadian Samurai says, do crossbows count as stringed instruments? I get extra buffs whilst wielding a crossbow. That has to do with... Wait, that's weird. There's no place where stringed instruments give you extra buffs. Riff points that you might have a rock and roll legend in your inventory.
Okay.
Ponjo says, Jick, along with adding... sorry, what?
I vote that we name the gift shop guy Lack of Gorb.
I don't know. I would say not naming him Gorb would accomplish the same thing.
Yep. Hey, give him a name, and then maybe we can... Gorb Black can save himself some time and trouble.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, bye. Purple Packer says, have you considered that the heat is maybe caused by your three huge monitors and Uber PC? I don't think the monitors really put out that much heat.
LCD monitors are generally... I'm touching mine every place I can touch it, and it's room temperature.
Yeah, I just touch mine everywhere I could touch it, too. And my computer is not really very Uber. It was just like a regular, like, sort of mid-range Dell desktop machine, and it's not particularly hot. Part of it is that the part of the house that's my office was added on to the house, and so it's surrounded by mostly brick walls, and there's no air conditioner duct in here.
There's no air conditioner duct in there?
No, not in this room.
Oh.
The closest one is in the next room.
That post.
Yeah, so now there's a fan blowing on me, and it's relatively comfortable. I have become relatively comfortably numb.
Good on you.
God the Mug 2 says, the show's been quite interesting lately, but not much has been said that needs to be recorded on the forums.
To that, I can only say, fair enough. Because... I mean, people seem to enjoy when we just kind of bullshit about random stuff, but...
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Now there's 20 replies.
When we have these stupid arguments that don't go anywhere?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Ooh, you're turning all robotic.
Jick squeaked, says Bird of Prey 161 in the thread.
Which is the shortest verse in the Kingdom of Loathing Bible.
Cisco says, if you run your finger up the crack of your ass and feel like washing your hand afterward, I don't feel like that's a failing of your ass. Best deadpan line ever. anyway. Gorblack says, gift shop guy is very observant of talk like a pirate day. He deserves something for that, like a name. Applebottom... Stop it. If we don't answer your question the first time, we will either answer it later or not at all, but sending it over and over again just makes us incredibly unlikely to answer it. Supreme King Tom says, as I understand it, having map items in my display case stops them from dropping in-game. Is it possible that can be changed? It probably should be. There are issues that can be caused by that. I had has item, which is a function that checks to see whether you have something in your inventory, and then owns item, which checks to see if you have it anywhere, and I had to write a new function called gots item, which is just if you have it in something that's accessible to you when you're in Ronin or Hardcore. So I should probably be using that for that kind of... for those adventures. It would be really trivial to fix that, I think. I just have to think about what the implications of it are going to be first. Tedro in Surround Sound suggests that we have a Bible fight. How do you feel about that?
Bible fight?
Yeah.
It depends, because you could probably have a Bible fight with those little New Testaments that people give out on street corners and not really hurt anybody, but... If you used the giant ones with the illustrations and the hardcovers, that would be a little dangerous.
Wait, what the hell? Oh, they're weird. Let's see. Rotanisha says, Jick, I give up on the first two paintings in the Cannon Museum. The third one is a Jackson Pollock, and the last one is a Piet Mondrian. Actually, the third one is a Picasso. The fifth one is a Jackson Pollock. And then the others are not so much paintings as things with lines on them. The first one is a robot head thing that, I don't know. It was supposed to be modern art that you'd look at and be like, what the fuck? I could do that.
Yeah, if you were one of those people.
Yeah, well, I kind of am.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, it's not that it's easy that makes it so I could do that. It's that I'm so awesome.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little, you know.
That's a little better then. Clackling asks, can you explain all the people that always hang out in the background of the chat show? Who are Jezzerfly, etc.? Now, honestly, I've listened to the entire backlog of shows, and I've heard her voice maybe every third show.
There are people here all the time,
yeah.
Which it comes up. I am guilty of spending a lot of time talking to people who are sort of off camera, especially during my show, because they know things that I don't know, and so when I say on the air, I don't know whether it's such and such, then they will answer it.
Right.
So that's typically Riff and Xenophobe.
Yeah, and Jezzerfly is my fiance and lives here in Flagstaff with me. Jick and I don't actually live in a house together, nor do we have slumber parties and do each other's hair. But,
well, that's only because you don't have hair.
I have lots of hair, just not where you want to touch.
Huh, yeah. And the crack of your ass is where you have most of your hair?
No, that's the pretentious artist.
Slavok says, hey, good evening, JNS. How about a small questish progress process in the gob...
Wow.
How about I... yeah. Why don't you read that?
I'll have to find it first.
Oh. Slavoc. Madaloni has a first name. It's...
A lovely bunch of roller skates.
A brand new pair of coconuts.
Yep. Good evening, JNS. How about a small questish progress process in the Hobgoblin lab area that unlocks each successive area from the laboratory on instead of just getting all areas at once? Thanks.
I'd say that there are probably better ways we can handle that than the way that it's handled now. I'm not sure that... I don't know. I mean, I sort of saw those as being big contiguous areas that open up, you know? And that really, like, in the, I think you get into the menagerie before you're anywhere near tough enough to even fight in the menagerie.
Right.
And so that's sort of like a quest to gain stats. La La Lasagna says, any chance you could change the search them all function to have the show only checkbox already checked? Yeah, it used to be like that, and then when I did the whole thing with it searching again or whatever, for some reason, I ended up having to make it unchecked by default to for some reason. I forgot what it was, but yeah, I should probably fix that.
You know what you should also do is update the KOLCon 2 page.
Should I?
It's, there will probably be official things going on Friday night and all day Sunday. At some point, we'll have a LARP.
Yeah, I really probably should. Although most people, I think, have somebody that they can get a hold of when they get in. The people who got the pre-registration packets certainly know where and when everything is. But, yeah, I really... In fact, that's something I should do tonight.
Is that tonight with a number two?
Mm-hmm.
Just checking.
It's tonight, tonight. Like the
tonight
smashing...
So bright.
Like the Smashing Pumpkins was talking about.
So Timmy Turtlehead suggests a new way in which you could put meat in some place and have it earn interest. I think we've gone over that several times. But creating more meat is not really what we want to do. And the clan stuff is going to be revamped. It's just probably not going to be revamped in the way that we've gotten a lot of suggestions for Asshole.
This is... There are, like, four messages that are just repeated over and over and over again for this entire...
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Applebottom.
And Gorblax, please stop. that's just not going to work. Pancake Chan says, Rockapella saying, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? If you haven't heard that, I'll cry. I don't think that I have.
I remember seeing that cartoon and the game show at some point, but I don't remember the song.
You know what, Mitch? You're banned for 10 days. Because that's just...
Oh,
because,
yeah, page
your sentiment, 4. Your sentiment is very irritating, as is your delivery of that sentiment, so... In fact, let's see if you have any Maltese. No.
Hey, we pay a guy to do that.
Yeah, that's true. Robert the Langman says, how does one receive his and or her snazzy gift when donating via Amazon? The directions posted don't seem to work. Well, you K-mail me or, I mean, just me. You K-mail Jick, and when Zlania, who has been out of town and indisposed for, like, Thursday, gets it, then that will be processed. It's there are, you know, weekends delay it, as do issues. But, yeah, just send a K-mail with the transaction information, and within a couple days, you will have it. That's the problem. I mean, that's you know, Amazon kind of sucks in that regard, that it has to be processed manually.
And in several other regards. If anyone knows of a secure method of accepting payments that's not PayPal that we could offer instead, let us know.
Apparently, it was $175 to get into Burning Man, says Christina.
Oh, well, that's... still a good $150 more than I would pay. I mean, that thing that we went to in Minneapolis was a lot smaller, but it was a lot of fun, and there was free booze available, and a lake to swim in, and live music, and it was free.
Isn't there no drinking at Burning Man?
Huh.
Or what am I thinking? I'm thinking of the Rainbow Connection. The Rainbow Gathering.
Oh, yeah.
You can only smoke weed, you can't drink.
You cannot drink the Coke. You can only smoke Sinsemilla.
Yeah.
Word.
That's kind of funny. The rabbit says, another thing I just noticed is the mysterious island of mystery is shaped like a lime. Not really.
It's shaped like a mysterious island of mystery is what it's shaped like.
Yeah. I really should put some little graphics on there. Some little palm trees, maybe. Because that is a... It's a little disappointing. It's the only thing that doesn't have a picture. Huh. Pancake Chan says, your shows are full of sexual frustration. I don't really think they are.
I wouldn't say that's the case at all.
Hmm.
At this precise moment in time, I'm pretty heartily sexually satisfied. Would you like some more information?
No, I certainly wouldn't. And
just checking.
Despite what you tend to think, both now and whenever we're in public, neither does anyone else, Mr. Skullhead. I mean, people would maybe interested, you know, would maybe be interested in when the last time you had sex with my mom was.
Mm.
Maybe you should ask your mom. The Great Merc says, I less than 3-year bullshit arguments over pizza. Jick so wins.
Yep, because that's quantifiable.
Yep.
And completely objective.
Yeah, no, it totally is.
So I just to get a general idea, I went and copied and pasted the confirmed list from the KOLCon 2 thread into Excel so I could see how many people were on it.
Yep.
And I get 117, but a lot of those are multiple people.
Right. I thought Thor... whose name doesn't start with da, and is also not my dad.
Right.
And
you're also not Irish.
Yeah. He said there were like 150 X confirmed, where X is some number between 1 and 9.
Hmm, not bad at all. I kept saying that I bet that there would be at least 200, so
yeah.
I may come up a little shy.
I mean, that isn't counting the local people and the people who aren't...
People who are on staff?
No, the people who aren't telling us that they're coming.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Like, Yeah. There's 110 paid pre-registrants, says Hot Stuff. How many LARP tickets have we sold? 52. That sounds about right. Because we're holding a number of... That doesn't count Rifts. That doesn't count a couple that we're holding for people who didn't have any way of giving us credit card info. So that's about as big as we can handle the LARP. So we are going to do just one run of the LARP instead of two, so we can make it much longer.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be Hand Zor. And Handle Zored by Ted Pro, the Flaming Gravy Fairy. And are any of your familiars named Balam?
Which is, if I were logged in, I could tell you.
And Nightmare, of course, who is my familiar, the 20-pound little bitch.
Let's see. Hot Stuff is my hand turkey for some reason.
I thought you had two familiars named Hot Stuff.
I changed one. Balam's my leprechaun because of the hat.
I see.
And I don't think... No, I don't have a nightmare.
Oh, well. Metal Titan says, not being a frequent on Radio KOL and not being too bright, how does somebody get 150 billion meat? You can't get 150 billion meat. Nobody has that. Arcone says, in the mob plat, contacts is listed as the header for every list. I must have fucked something up there. Right side of the tracks, Cannon Museum, Mob Hit Memorial. Oh, contracts. No, that's how it's supposed to be, because they were all contracts. They're protection contracts and favor contracts.
Yes.
And,
Nope. Yes.
Yes. No. Yes. Haiku Poet says, can you put the link to the Ascension fact in the documentation? Noobs asked me about it, and it would be nice to say just click on documentation. That's probably not a... I don't know where we would put it exactly.
Did you notice that I fixed the fact that the frequently asked questions thing still said coming soon?
No. No, it just doesn't say anything at all.
Just took that right out of there.
Awesome! Excellent work.
Well, I figured that with the documentation fleshed out, it really covers everything, and there are also better facts that I could write out there for people to discover if they're too lazy to read the documentation in non-fact form.
You didn't give me art credit on the staff page.
What did I say?
I don't know. I'm game designer, coder, content developer.
A game designer kind of...
Make me draw.
And... He's also the thing we put all our, you know, bits of string and spare keys in.
Yeah. And your underwear. Sizzler says, during KOLCon 2, how many hours will be spent fans just mobbing you and trying to get your attention? Not too many.
It doesn't seem to ever shape up that way.
People are cool when you're a cool dude, in the same way that people are strange when you're a stranger.
Hmm.
And I'm a cool dude. Would you characterize me or you as a cool dude?
I really wouldn't.
Really? If
you're talking about, like, traditional definition of cool, neither of us really fit that bill.
You don't think so? Because I think I'm pretty cool.
We're not very well put together, well-dressed, or...
Yeah, but you don't have to be well-dressed to be cool. Especially to be a cool dude.
Hmm. To be a cool dude, you just have to dress like a fake cowboy.
What does a fake cowboy dress like? Shell Counter says, could there be a way to put meat somewhere and have it lose interest? That'd be fun. Yeah. Wow. Boy, we got 17 minutes left.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Wow. I should start drinking beer earlier in the show. You've really got the... Got the right idea there.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because I got my beer at 7, and now it's 7:45, and I have no idea what happened in the interim.
Great.
Yep, good stuff.
Yeah, speaking of good, this is good radio.
Now we're down at the bottom of our questions. We can answer all of Mitch's questions.
Yes, no, 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 shut up, no, no, shut up, no. I don't. That was. See, the thing is, that was not nearly enough answers to Mitch's questions. We could read aloud from The Great Gatsby.
That would be one of those Andy Kaufman things where it's kind of funny to hear about, but really would have sucked if you had paid to go see him.
Yeah, no, really, very much so. Gormless Eddie said he tuned in, heard some Nintendo music, killed the scream. The stream. Scream. Don't cross the screams.
I just don't know. Apparently, apparently that Facilibon character was playing some Nintendo music. I don't know, because he led into us with Rocky Horror music.
That's great.
Which was not at my request at all, just so you know.
Oh, really?
No.
You're not just saying that so that I don't...
Oh, no, he messaged me and said, hey, I'm coming in on, I'm going out on science fiction double feature. And I said, excellent.
Huh. Rocky Horror Picture Show, huh?
We should do a screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show at KOLCon, since all
That'd
the cool kids like it.
Yeah, that would be great. Gosh. You want to play a song, or...
No. I'm not your piano man.
I didn't think so. I didn't ask you to sing us a song.
Yeah, I doubt that you ever will.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't. So, I mean, you recorded 10 songs. Are you still gonna insist that I make good on my promise to sell those in the store?
Yeah, but it's gonna be quite some time before they're ready for public consumption.
And he did promise that I get to write the description, so I'm going to try my best to discourage people from subjecting themselves to
if you don't like good music, just stay the fuck away. Now, we ended up with 3 solid vocal tracks and 3 very temporary guitar tracks.
I wouldn't call them salad. I mean, see, I also wouldn't call them solid. You know, just saying. I wouldn't call them salad either.
Yeah, I would hope not. Now, see, this doesn't make sense. Squeeman is saying the iPod Nano can hold 1,000 songs, which, I don't know, assumes a standard song length.
Well, I have like 4 mags.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what they assume when they talk about, you know, the things being able to hold X number of thousands of songs or whatever.
You would think it would just be enough for them to say that it had this capacity, but...
Well, but I mean, that doesn't really mean anything to most of the people who are going to be buying iPods. They don't have any conception of how big files are or how much data takes up how much space.
But they should.
Well, but they don't. I mean, it's... You know?
True.
Apple knows that.
We should make them.
Well, I mean, it used to be... Like, we're better at this stuff than they are because we were doing it back when you had to know in order for anything to work.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember when we were living together in that trailer and all we had was a copy of Myst and a bottle of lube?
Yeah. I remember the copy of Myst and the jar of chloroform, but not the bottle of lube.
Right. That was when you had that weird bondage porn that I found once when I was looking through your stuff for regular porn.
Right.
And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? And then I kicked you out of the house.
For that girl?
Yeah, well, she was awesome.
Yeah, she sure gave good naked.
This is fantastic radio. Sorry, kids. This is the problem with Rollover and the nice lady.
Is it Rollover still going on?
I don't know.
Because
I haven't seen people start logging back on yet, and we haven't gotten a message since Shell Counter.
Ponjo says that you started his clan question and then got distracted and never answered it.
Oh, what was his clan question? Clan Pondros.
You finished that.
Why are clan messages kept for so long? Oh, and then maybe he asked another one. I couldn't help but notice you were the only person ever drinking NO beer. Why is that? Then he says, along with the clan log reset button, can you link the player names on the log as well? I guess I could. The ones from now on would be if I did.
So Ricker Scott says, maybe if you're Boostafarian, the Trapsaur should want 6 glasses of milk for a white Canadian. And I don't know what it would be if you were Oxy. Rather than goat cheese.
Goat beards to make some sort of frisbee out of beards.
I gotta say, whatever the hell he wants, it should be 3 or 4 of them. I guess 4 being the even number, rather than 6, because, man, every Ascension run, when I hit that point, just like, God, suddenly this game turns into work for at least a couple of days.
Hmm.
And I have the ability to give myself 2 or 3 days worth of adventures, so I can get through it pretty fast, but it's still, it's like, tedium.
I think maybe if just more interesting stuff happened to you in the Goatlet, it wouldn't be such a big deal.
It just takes a long time, especially even with a full-powered drop familiar. I just think it's too many of them.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know, if we change it now, everybody's going to be like, you made hardcore easier. They'll sound exactly like that. And then Armac will be like, shut up, guys!
I was really hoping you wouldn't do that.
Why?
Anonymous ZC says, me and my girlfriend want them rubber charity wristbands, but without listing 3KOL or similar written on them, would this be considered in the future? No.
I don't like those things.
No.
Yeah.
Even to make fun of them.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to do a magnet shaped like a ribbon, because they're just so fucking retarded that even making fun of them lessens us.
Yeah. Like, if we did Calvin pissing on something,
right?
I would insist that we be punched in the nuts repeatedly until we destroyed every one of them that we had ever made.
I mean, the little oval with KOL in it is kind of along those lines, but those were never so numerous that they got really obnoxious. And they don't really express a sentiment that's obnoxious, just like, I come from this town.
Right.
So.
Like the ribbons which express the, I hate queers and love the army.
Yep.
So that's funny, because what about the gay pride ribbons? They've been usurped.
I'm just wondering how many sites online I can buy the black ribbons for Hurricane Katrina. See, God damn it, not everything has to have a ribbon.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, everything has to have a bunch of people taking advantage of it commercially.
True.
There's nothing so tragic that I can't make jokes about it that offend you, and that somebody else can't try and make $1 million off of.
Dear God, the Katrina ribbon that I'm looking at is hideous.
Really?
Let me show you this link, and it's a black ribbon with, like, waves coming up one side of the ribbon, and then Katrina Relief Please Give on the other, like, cross thing. But then the hole in the middle is shaped like a...
What? What is a hurricane shaped like?
I mean, I think that's what people didn't really realize after 9/11, the, like, selling of, you know, things where a portion of the proceeds go to X. Like, yeah, but the rest of the proceeds go to the bastards who are capitalizing on the tragedy.
Yeah, I remember the amalgamated flag slathered crap or whatever the Onion was talking about. That was one of the few good things to come out of September 11th.
Right. Their Katrina coverage was equally as good.
Was it? I give up on the Onion. I can't.
Interface too annoying.
Yeah. Well, that thing is really terrible. It looks like some sort of sports radio.
You're listening to Hurricane Katrina.
They have those rubber bracelets on there too.
Mm-hmm.
And a hot section that looked somebody shocking themselves by squeezing a loaf of bread. That is a hot toy.
Yeah.
Seriously,
boy.
What the hell is this website?
If I could shock myself by squeezing a loaf of bread, I think I would probably never do anything else.
Yeah.
I think you can get them in different colors.
Whoa, and they have lollipops shaped like penises.
Those retarded rubber bands that have something stamped into them. I'm sorry, you know, Lance Armstrong, you know, God bless him and all, but it's stupid. It's a rubber band that you put around your wrist, and it's real stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. They've got nipple hugglers.
Nipple hugglers?
Yeah.
This is the best thing ever. Soap grinding shoes.
What are
somebody?
Men?
Somebody please explain to me what a soap grinding
soap
shoe
is. Grinding shoes. Wow, this is Zara. So, menstrual magnetic bikinis.
What?
Oh wait, I see they're underwear with magnets in them of PMS.
Of course they do. Oh, I see. Soap shoes are shoes that you can grind as if you were on a skateboard.
Oh.
So you can take part in the fucking up of public places, just like people with skateboards.
Really, I would like to have shoes that you could grind. That would be really cool, actually. Because, like, every time I play in a lot of Tony Hawk, I'm always looking around for stuff to grind on, even when I'm driving.
Right.
Sometimes leaves me
bad idea.
To do some very dangerous things. But, yeah, grinding on stuff is da bomb.
Well, they have an ultralight, heavy-duty, fixed nylon grind plate. And you can buy replacement grind plates.
Really? Just something for you to grind on?
Yeah, like the arch.
Other
of
than
the,
your mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The arch of the shoe is like a hard nylon plate so that you can grind on curbs and sidewalks.
That doesn't seem like it would really work.
I was thinking
maybe it'd be like wheels, you know, like rollerblade wheels.
Little tiny wheels in the arch.
Well, no, they'd be thick. They'd be, like, long.
What?
You know, like, long, like, they'd be like rolling pins. Let's say you had four rolling pins that were very short, and you shrunk them down. I mean, well, if they were already short, you wouldn't have to shrink them down, but... Let's say that you had four rolling pins that were half the size of regular rolling pins, and then you shrunk them down to half that size, and then you put them face point. You put them in something that is both facing and pointing forward, and you know, like it, like so. Okay, so let's say you're looking at your feet. What you would see was like the front of your foot, and then four rolling pins next to each other, going from the left side of your foot to the right side, you know, but only like...
So they would parallel. Be like 90 degrees off roller skates?
Yeah, exactly.
So
except that when you were walking normally, those things wouldn't hit anything, but then when you got onto something that was angled, they would roll.
Right, but, I mean, a regular skateboard, you're not grinding on the wheels, you're grinding on a little plastic plate.
I thought you were grinding on, like, the axles, usually.
Well, like when you do the thing where your board is perpendicular to your direction of travel.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So yeah, but I mean, this is supposed to be easier than that. Like, doing anything on a skateboard is hard.
Yep.
And just standing still on a skateboard is hard for me, because...
Not being a jackass on a skateboard is pretty difficult.
You don't like people on skateboards, do you?
I really don't, and I'll tell you why. Would you like to know why?
Yes, I'd like to know why.
Would you like me to quit talking like that? Because, like, they built a new building at NAU in 2000, and it had, like, planters and this kind of nice little place where people could sit, and, like, all this kind of concrete, you know, ledgery all around it, and it looked great, and 4 days after it was up, it looked like shit, and had big chunks taken out of it, and big old smears of plastic down it, because the fucking skateboarders just... mess up everything they choose to skate on.
Maybe
so then
maybe
they had
you
to
be, Maybe you could be reincarnated as a swarm of bees shaped like a skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
And you can exact your revenge on them.
Skate and die.
Yeah, that's great. So, it's looking like it's 7:59. Any chance of playing a song and giving a countdown?
Yep, I think it's time to hand off to KMD. Thank you all for listening, despite our constant efforts to make you not.
Indeed. Have a good time, everybody. I will be back on the radio on Thursday night, and then after that, it's KOLCon 2 time!
And I'll be on Wednesday night, or Wednesday afternoon, 3 o'clock Pacific, playing music and rocking the party. So, see you on Monday together, and quite possibly still hungover.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. There's a girl with a crown.